What's very important for people to understand is this is the last vestiges of nationalized industry union relations. This isn't a private sector dispute. In fact, the unions, in connection with the private sector in Britain, have been fabulously responsible all through this recession. They've put up with a lot. They've negotiated on behalf of their members to ensure that jobs have been maintained. And skills base has also been maintained. Indeed, I marched for the first time in my life, actually. I marched with the Unite Union last May to try and persuade the government to keep skilled people in work in the manufacturing aspects of the British economy. So this is not about unions generally. This is not about the cabin crew at British Airways. In fact, I think the cabin crew in BA, and I fly such a lot. I fly British Airways a lot. I fly other airlines a lot. I have to say the cabin crew at BA are some of the best in the world and they're decent people. But this is about who can have the right to manage. British Airways operates in a globalized environment. And what you have is every other airline in the Western world operating with cabin crew who are on less money. And BA is sitting there saying, we just can't go on like this. We're going to go bust. If you look at some of the working practices, some of the Spanish practices that go on in British Airways, they're worthy of the miners, the printers, the dockers, all of those 1970s awful examples of union abuse. Well, they're prevalent and they're working today in BA, and it's got to stop. Now, that doesn't mean cabin crew at BA are bad people. It doesn't mean that unions don't have the right to stand up and fight for their people. Of course they do. But at the end of the day, the British passenger has to actually have the right to say, well, there's an airline there and there's a management. And the management have to get on with producing an airline. And I'm so proud of the fact that the union flag is on the tail plane of a British Airways plane. You have no idea what damage this is doing to the reputation of Britain, brand Britain, under which so many companies and businesses operate and generate profit, the profit on which they pay UK tax, which means they build schools and hospitals in Britain, they create employment in Britain. And if this is the last vestige of nationalised industry unionism, believing that they have a better right to run an airline than the management, that the shareholders and the public, then it's a crying shame.
We know that the government's very keen to have this dispute settled with the general election looming and so forth. Is there anything more than the ministers could do to get this dispute over and done with?
Well, it is a private sector dispute, although British Airways is the last vestige of nationalised industry in Britain. Nevertheless, it is a private company. This is on the UK Stock Exchange. And this is something between a group of organised labour and a management of a public company. And I think it's right the politicians have a view, but it's not their business. I have to say one thing, which I do find is utterly unacceptable. I don't want the government of my country, whatever party it is, I'm a crossbench peer. I speak from independence. But it is not right that the Prime Minister of our country and two of his ministers belong to a trade union. We expect our government ministers to be utterly independent and governing for the whole country. And it's not acceptable that the Prime Minister of this country, or indeed any of his ministers, whether he's Labour, Tory or Liberal, belongs to any vested interest, be it a business, a charity, a lobby group or a trade union.